And now for something completely different. It's not dead yet, but it will be after tonight's performance. The Monty Python comedy troupe first appeared on TV in the late 1960s, then went on to release movies, albums, and books. After a break of many years, the surviving Pythons recently got back together for a series of shows in London. Rich Preston reports.
The Ministry of Silly Walks is one of the Pythons' most famous sketches. Thousands of fans have been coming to see that and other routines. Tonight, that audience extends worldwide. Cinemas are screening the Pythons to viewers in more than 100 countries. For some, though, a screen wasn't enough. Lars Müller came all the way from Denmark.
We are here to pay a tribute to Monty Python and John Cleese, because this is an amazing situation for us.
John Cleese is one of the original Pythons. With an average age of 71, they've decided it's time to say goodbye. Tickets for the first reunion performance sold out in a record 43 and a half seconds. Englishman James Moore recalls an early memory of Monty Python.
I used to work for the British Council. I had the pleasure of welcoming Monty Python to Canada some time ago.
Are you a big Python fan?
Not only me, but my children, who copied many of the sketches, especially the parrot sketch, until we were sick and tired and knew every single word backwards.
I wish to register a complaint.
Sitting next to me for the show was Kathleen Behege, who grew up with the Pythons.
I watched them when I was a child, loved them.
What is it about the Pythons?
I think at the time they were so unconventional, so weird, and even now they're very unconventional. There's been nothing like them ever, and I think they paved the way for the modern comedians.
The Pythons had promised classics with a twist in this multi-million dollar series of shows. Many fans even dressed up as characters from their favourite routines. Jonas Svensson and Liane Laverne travelled from Sweden.
Now, I've got to say, you are fantastically dressed. Tell us what you're wearing.
I'm wearing a Chinese outfit, trying to look like them. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, that type of person. We enjoyed this very much. I'm very pleased that they did this show.
Londoner Peter Lawrence said the evening was perfect.
What a fantastic show and a fantastic send-off for these guys.
The Pythons have also launched their first ever fan club, as well as releasing Monty Python's Total Rubbish, featuring all nine of their albums. So whilst this may be the last time they'll perform together, the legend will live on, continuing to entertain fans around the world. For NPR News, I'm Rich Preston in London.